Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Well, as I was saying the other day, before I was interrupted, I'm sorry, I couldn't resist this morning using the Jack Parr line of many, many years ago when he returned to the airwaves after a brief interruption. Here we are, Scott Spears along with you. Friday, Getaway Friday, February the 19th, 2021, 18 minutes past the hour. And again, if you're not from the Midwest, you might pronounce that February. I do know people listen in other parts of the country via the TuneIn app and the website, WWGH1071.com, which, by the way, if we have time in this hour, I want to talk more about that. But here we are back on the air today, and boy, does it feel so good. And there are some things I need to do very quickly before I get into the state of the station this morning, which I'm only doing at this point because I want you to know what's going on, because I believe you, the listening audience, are entitled to know what's going on and what happened the last few days, why we were off the air for a day and a half, and why we're back. So here is what I want to say real quick before we get into that. I want to thank the Marion Star, because they did write the article, I believe, on Monday that explained our cancellation and why our license was gone and what was going at that time, and I thought that was a very fair article. And they also, today, if you buy the hard copy of the paper, I believe we're on the front page again, explaining why we are back on the air today. So I appreciate them for printing that retraction, and they did do it as breaking news yesterday. So getting the news out via the internet and the traditional newspaper route. So I thank the Marion Star for that. I really, really honestly do. Now, this has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but I think proves why we're here. You know, life is a very unique thing. I was walking in the door this morning, and I got a phone call from a Mrs. McCall. Now, I don't think I've ever talked to this person. If I ever have, I don't remember it before this morning. But she works for Mobile Meals, and she was calling here to tell us, to let you, the audience, know that there will be no Mobile Meals today and that they will resume when they resume after today. I'm not sure if they resume. I would imagine Monday, but there will be no Mobile Meals today is essentially the message that Mrs. McCall wanted to let the audience know about. Now, this is unique because she called here. Now, why is that unique? Because that's the whole point of this station. No matter what your feelings are about the programming we put on, no matter what your feelings are about the guests that we have on, no matter what your feelings are about me personally, that's what we do. We keep this community informed. And coincidentally, I didn't call Mobile Meals this morning. Mobile Meals called us. So clearly, they feel we're keeping the community informed, and there is no money involved in that. It's absolutely free. And just a point to be made. So, Mobile Meals not running today. I really don't know the reason that they're not running today, but they are not running today. So, one other thing I'd like to mention. Now, a lot of the things that have been written and posted on the internet in the last week about this station and me specifically. And to be honest with you, I really don't understand why I have been in a lot of these stories. Because to be honest with you, this particular story did not really have anything to do with me. I am a radio host. I am a program director. That's about it. So I honestly, why this story wrapped around me, I don't know. That is a mystery to me. But you take what you take. You get involved and they use your picture and that's the way it goes. So no matter what the news was this week, I think that it gave people an awareness of this station. And like all, I guess, good Disney movies, where we are now. Now, I'm not going to say this is the ending, because I'll explain that more in just a second. But where we are now, this week has had a happy ending. Let me say that. From where we started a week ago today was when I heard about the license cancellation. So where we started then and how we got to today, interesting week. Well, let's take the phone call here, because that's what we do here on WWGH. You're on the air. Go ahead.
You're an easy target, Scott.
Well, I don't know. You know, honestly, I'm all for writing about me if I'm truly about the story. But this story was about this station's license getting pulled. So I'm not sure what that really had to do with me and why my picture kept getting used.
Well, who knows? But you were, I don't, since Charlie's no longer with us, I don't listen that often. But, you've over the years have built up an audience. So, and that was some of the reason I'd call in and talk to Charlie, because he'd be talking and there'd be no response. The phones weren't working in that, and just to, get things going. But, hey, since MRN is gone, there's really, I don't know of any other way that you can communicate with the community, and the community can get really close, up-to-the-minute information as quickly as what you can get when you get it. I mean, you only get stuff when people call into you. You don't have a staff of reporters or anything to go out there and, hopefully you can have a good relationship with the Marion Star and their reporters so that you can both benefit.
Well, to be honest, because I worked at MRN for a number of years, and when I was there, which has been quite a while ago now, they really didn't have a staff of reporters. They had a person who did the news, but nobody was... the old days of radio where you had a staff of reporters, I don't think that's existed in Marion, a staff of reporters. Probably.
Were you there when Terry Cole was still there?
I was there right at the end of Terry Cole. Terry Cole was...
Yeah, he was one of the last.
He was one of the last. So that's been, we're getting close probably to 20 years.
Yeah, and that's the way, and that's what happens when you have big... Jabba the Hutt type corporations like what USA Today and Gatehouse Media, the local news, and I refer to the Marion Star as the Marion Dispatch, because you get the same stuff in the Dispatch and you only get tiny little tidbits of what's going on here in Marion.
Well, that's true. I think the Marion Star, I really do, because the story Monday was not the greatest story in the world, but they were doing their job, so I have to give them that. And they did call me and did an interview with me, so I appreciate that. And same with the story today, which is a very good story. And they did print it, and they did run it as breaking news that the FCC did reverse themselves and reinstate our license. So I thank the Marion Star for that. And I'll tell you what, these two kids working over at the Star, Mitch and Micah, because I've talked to both of them, along with the editor, Ben Lanka, these guys, you get critiqued a lot in the media. Trust me, I know. These kids... they're working hard, and they're learning their craft. So, you know, whatever's in the Marion Star, whatever you think of it from time to time, these kids are doing what they can, and they have covered some really good stories lately. So I have no beef with them at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it'd be interesting if you could work with some of the schools. When you went to Harding, they didn't have the Harding Reporter anymore, did they?
No, they did. When I was a...
They did?
Sadly, it's been that long ago now that, yes, they mm-hmm. did still have it. Every Friday, you got a newspaper in your classroom.
Well, that's the Harding Herald.
Oh, yeah, the Harding... Oh, you're talking about the radio show.
Right.
Yeah, no, that was gone. Yeah, we still had the Harding Herald. But, you know, I think one of the reasons the Harding Reporter had went by the wayside then was because when I was there, they had gotten their own TV channel by that point. Channel 18. So they were doing their stuff, and I was involved with that.
Yeah. Yep, and where did that go? Thank you, local cable. But at any rate... You were actually off the air. I didn't.
I'll tell you, it's part of the second part of this story of what happened after Monday. After our license was reinstated, our transmitter was turned off. And it was not done by the FCC, and it was not done in a malicious way by the people who turned it off, because they also turned it back on. It was just... information came to them that I haven't seen the information. All I know is they got information from a source that made them think they should shut that off.
Oh, and my goodness. Could that be SP?
I'm not saying that. I don't know, because I have not seen the information.
Well, we're not saying it. I said, I guess the potential exists. It could be SP.
It could be anybody. But I do know that what happened was that group received some information that led them to shut the transmitter off, even though the license at that point was active. And we were off for about a day and a half. It just took a day and a half to send them the correct information from the FCC, and they did flip it right back on. So I appreciate that.
Well, remember what I said. There's no such thing as bad PR.
I think
this whole thing has backfired into the miscreant's face, and hopefully you'll have smooth sailing.
We'll hope. Let's hope. We're all in it together. Thank you.
Well, celebrate.
Yeah. There you go. Well, and this is the second part of this story, and this is, you know, here's what happened after Monday. As many people know, we got a letter last week from the Marion Star. I guess an email. I always tend to say letter because I guess I'm back in the past. But we got an email last Friday from the Marion Star telling us that our license was canceled. We certainly did not know that. And we did an interview, so on and so forth. The article ran on Monday saying we were canceled. I said, I don't know if an FCC man's going to walk in here at any point and shut us down. At that point, I really did not know. And here's what transpired after that. Monday, it was a unique time to get that notice, because on Monday, the FCC was closed, because Monday was President's Day, a federal holiday. So you couldn't talk to anybody. And we did file a complaint on Friday, as soon as we realized that the cancellation letter had come in. So it was filed on Friday, and then we had this three-day weekend. And on, was it Tuesday? Yeah, Tuesday. Tuesday, we learned, when the FCC called back, that we could file a notice of, I don't want to say exactly what the notice is called. It begins with an R. But I don't have it in front of me, and I don't want to misquote it. So we filed that notice, which gave us, at that point, as of Tuesday, that gave us the legal authority to come back on the air with a license, because while that is being looked at, you have the legal authority to operate. So that's what happened Tuesday. Well, as this is all going on, Wednesday night, I get a call from the FCC. Now, I don't know why this happened, to be honest with you. I really don't know. I don't know what to track it back to. But I get a call on Wednesday night from the FCC, And they are telling me about getting the notice that we had filed the petition to petition of reconsideration, I think is what it's called. And they were letting me know they had gotten the petition of reconsideration, and I appreciated that. And basically, in the midst of that conversation, I was telling them what had happened that led to this. And the person who was dealing with this seemed to feel that that should not have happened. And she said she needed to talk to her boss, which is the head, I believe, of a certain division of the FCC. And when she called me back, everything had been overturned to the degree that we were deleted and the license was canceled and so on and so forth. And the edict that she sent out basically said that the commission had changed what they had originally thought and that the license should be active at this particular point. So that's pretty much the story. That's how it goes. Now, I don't think this has made people happy. Certain people. I think it made some people happy. But it made other people unhappy, and those people were out yesterday again saying things on the Marian Star website and off doing their thing. But it's okay, because we do have freedom of speech, so they're allowed to do that. And they can continue on, and I believe they will continue on complaining to the FCC. As a matter of fact, I know they will, because I received an email. Because all emails are looped together, so I know that this person will either... I believe their complaint is still pending, so that will stay pending. And this person also asked that if... I'm not going to get into this, but trust me, the complaint's still there. The initial complaint's still there. But now that we are aware of the complaint, we will be more than happy to respond to the complaint and do whatever needs to be done in regard to the complaint. And that's the way it is. Now, just one thing I want to mention in passing here before we move on to much more important issues of the day, which is what a radio station is supposed to do, although I do believe this is informative because I want to let you know why we weren't on the air for a couple days or a day and a half. There's a lot made at this particular point of certain things that have happened. An incident with the Attorney General a couple years ago, this particular incident with the FCC. We have been contacted by the FCC in the past. Now, what is true to say, because this is all documented, so I can say this, and again, I'm not going to say the name. The Attorney General did not come to investigate this station. They did not just show up one day and say, that station's doing bad things. Someone complained. Now, I will leave it up to your imagination who made that complaint against this station. Same thing with the FCC. The FCC did not come to this station and say, they're doing awful things. Somebody complained to the FCC about this station. You can guess who that was. The last time we got a letter from the FCC, which was a few years ago, that did not come because the FCC just wanted to look into this station. You can guess where that complaint came from. And if ever need be, we can bring people on to substantiate what I'm about to say. Supporters of this station, hosts of this station, people who have been landlords of the buildings we've been in have been contacted by one and the same person to say negative things. So, you know, that's just fact, and we will be glad to stand by that. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott. Since I'm up, I might as well call.
Go right ahead.
I really was impressed. We're the front page story. We are the top news story.
And I appreciate that.
On the website. Does SP, also known as CB and whatever other aliases he uses, understand that all this publicity is making the station more popular? People that had not heard of the station, they've heard of it now. Has WMRN ever been the front page story? Maybe when Jeff Ruth retired. But even that is indirectly. Does he understand all the publicity we're getting and all the positive publicity? I mean, you're a straight shooter in the article. You mentioned the board members. You mentioned about the ownership and the structure. and SP is mentioned a couple times. How could someone not understand how positive this is for the station? It's beyond "We Shall Overcome." You know, as I told you, I like to turn a bad situation into a good one. This is doing that on steroids, and it's a very good thing. And I don't understand his motives. He must have a very boring life. I thought I had a boring life. I think I've underestimated myself.
Well, this is, like I said, because I honestly, and this might sound crazy to a lot of people, I do not dislike this person. Now, here's why. Because
you don't know him.
I don't know him.
You don't prejudge. You're better than he is.
I really don't. I could not come on and say anything negative about him because I don't know him. And if I have met him, I don't remember it. It's not in my brain. So it is a mystery. It's more of a mystery to me what the anger is. Because, you know, even if somebody believes that we're doing bad stuff here, even if this person believes I'm a bad person, you can believe what you want. You know, nobody can take that away from you. But the point is I, you know, to my knowledge, this person has never been to a board meeting here. To my knowledge, this person never attended a board meeting from the past organization that ran this group. To my knowledge, he doesn't know what I do here. To my knowledge, he doesn't know what kind of person I am in my private life because he's never been a part of my private life.
I don't understand it. Yeah, the point of his complaint. I mean, there are vendettas, and there's just wackoness, and I don't know any other word to use.
Well,
the FCC.gov website, because I messaged you yesterday. We were off earlier, and now we're on, but it still says Marion Midget Football is the owner. And again, in the article, it clearly states the ownership. So this new organization, that should be listed. It's not really a big deal, but you know, the FCC stuff should be accurate. And they've rescinded it, right? It's like it never happened, but they're still investigating. The thing is, they're going to investigate SP/CB.
Well,
that's the person who should be investigated. We've done nothing wrong. And we've always come through with flying colors as the good guys.
Well, here's what I know at this point. I know that the complaint that they made is still there. But yeah, it was a rescind. It was basically saying that the cancellation, this is just my understanding from talking to the person I talked to, that the cancellation should not have happened the way that it happened.
Yeah, that's what I said. And nothing else. They should confirm we got the message. I don't care if it's email or postal mail or carrier pigeon. When it's something like rescinding a license, be sure we know that we got it. I mean, I would expect better out of the FCC, but who knows?
But they're very good people. Honestly, the woman called me Wednesday night, could not have been nicer, could not have been more understanding of the problem, could not have been more sensible, and within an hour, she had reversed everything.
No, I am pro-FCC. I think they are, there's government agencies that I have my doubts about. The FCC, it's a biased opinion, having been in the business, but they're a good organization. And if any organization in the government would be fair and would do things properly, it would be they. And all good experiences, that she was not only doing things properly, but she was nice, you know, like talking to a friend. What does that say? That says who's the good guys, who's the bad guys. And it continues to happen. And there just must be a gag order on this complaining person.
Well, I think we have freedom.
Whatever his vendetta is, it's not going to happen. He needs to get a life, and I'm sure he's listening. I'm sure he's sitting there laughing. Well, I'm glad I could entertain the guy. Laughter is the best medicine, but this is serious and beyond laughter. And like yourself, I've had it. We need to move forward and show that we are the good guys, and I do want to thank SP/CB for all the publicity, because we're getting it. I've never worked at a station, Scott, let alone been in management. That's been on the front page of a newspaper. That I can assure you of.
Well, you know, and that's the thing. And you know what? I am just happy that things turned out the way that they have, and we will continue on. And whatever the FCC wants, which I'm glad the Marion Star put this in the article, whatever they want, I have talked with the board. Again, not a member of the board, which I'm glad they put that in there. I'm not. We will be glad to do. Whatever they want us to do, we'll be glad to do. I don't. Why wouldn't you be?
Yeah, and I get, you know, you and I not being on the board, the two managers that are not, probably better off where we're running as pure station people.
Versus, well, I just,
the role you had with midget football. Isn't it interesting you mentioned that two of the midget football women had passed away?
Yeah,
and
that's
too
bad.
Some of the stuff is it's just so, I mean, it's sad. That's kind of hard to phrase, but it's a sad event. But it's kind of related to this. And
well, by the way, both of those women were on this station, had their own shows on this station, volunteered, because they were volunteers at this station, and both of those women were so pro of this station, and their family, they are not here to tell you that anymore, but their families would tell you that.
Oh, yeah, no quite. I mean, Martha's a legend, and, you know, I don't think I ever met her, but when I heard about her, I've talked to her on the phone, and she was, you know, a character, too. She was just always laughing, and just someone you can talk to like she's your aunt, like even if you never met her before.
And Marge.
Marge met her a couple times. Very sweet lady. So all these people are so nice. And I'm proud, too. We have so many women that are or have been part of the station. That's not something you see in a lot of broadcasting venues. So many things we can be proud of. And, you know, this front page story, well, that's makes me kind of proud. It's a negative event. But it's going to become a very positive one. And it's been, you know, a pain in the you-know-where for you with all your emails and paperwork and your time. But in the end, I think it's a bit of a good investment, considering everyone's going to know who we are now, Scott. Again, just to make MSN.com, I'll have you know, my radio acquaintance, Scott, in Northern Kentucky, messaging me again. I'll just tell them, you know, we're back. They are working on it. We will be victorious. Front-page news. You know, I can even tease them. Well, has your station ever been on the front page of the paper? Well, ours is. And it's an event that seems negative, but it ends up being positive. And that's kind of the way it should be, because the good guys should come out in the lead. And
It's a very interesting situation, but trust me, this Friday is much better than last Friday. So it is what it is.
Yeah, yes, Jim is still scheduled for next hour, right?
Yes, that should be interesting.
He's always a good guest.
And we continue to inform and educate next hour with the grandson of the president that was from Marion, Jim Blessing, next hour.
It's by day, GB by night, and super radio hero. You know, all of us are, but you certainly as being the flagship of the super radio heroes 24 hours a day. And we do thank the paper. They've done such a that reporter Micah, I believe that's his name. Really good article. I tell you, Scott, for a small city paper, they got some good writers.
We appreciate that.
You know, I know Hassan, I believe that's his name. He's been on the show, and we're connected on Facebook. He's now in like a Springfield, Dayton area. So people do go to other venues, and yeah, I mean, I would think President Harding is in heaven smiling that the paper. I mean, the ownership has changed, but the writing is excellent. You don't often see that, even in a big city. So many things there that are on our side.
Adam, good to hear from you.
No problem, Scott. Sorry to be so long-winded,
no problem.
But, you know, I like to say what's on my mind. Have a great show. Well, I'll be listening.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Adam Lipp. All right. And so that's that. That's the story. And you know, a lot of the intricacies I really don't know in this. If I did, I would tell you. It's just I'm not good at coming on, and I don't know what there is to hide, I guess. So there you go. In any event, one of the things that this has made me think about in the last week is actually politics, oddly enough. Now, here is why it's made me think about politics. Because I really, really, really do try, when I'm interviewing a politician on an issue, try to be down the middle. I do not want to take a side, and I don't want people to know what my opinions are on politics, because I feel I'm a conduit for the audience. I'm asking questions that maybe the audience would like to ask, and we want to get good answers. And I often think that here's why bias in a situation matters. If you, let's say you hate a certain politician, you just have such a vendetta against a certain politician, you can't stand them, you don't like anything they do, it's going to be very hard for you, even if you do it subconsciously, to give them a fair shake. You're always going to believe they're guilty. It's like sitting on a jury for somebody. If you come in already hating that person and having a bias against them, what are the odds that you are going to be objective against that person? And that's kind of how I feel about reports. You know, if you have a continued bias, that's different than a concern. If you have all concerns should be legitimate. I have a concern that something wrong is going on. But if your concern is brought on by a long-term bias of years, then you're not looking at information objectively. Especially if you're attacking somebody personally. You clearly don't like them. You clearly want them to be guilty. You clearly believe that your information is correct because you have a bias toward them. That's why bias matters. And I don't know that somebody who has a bias ever sees that. I have no bias toward anybody. I was really trying to think of somebody who I really dislike. And I personally, there's nobody that I really dislike. Now, obviously, there are some people who have been convicted of crimes who I've never met. You know, the awful murder. I probably would not like a murderer. I probably would not like somebody who committed a sexual crime. I don't think I would like them. But you know what? I would still be curious about them. You know, years ago, somebody said, if you had the chance to interview Osama bin Laden, would you do it? When he was still, obviously, alive. And I said, in a second. In a second. And they would say, well, why would you put Osama bin Laden? He's a horrible person, one of the most terrorized people in the history of the world. Why would you do that? Because don't you want to know why he did what he did? Well, I certainly would. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Glad to hear you back. I knew it would happen eventually, but glad all is well. I just wanted to share something. I see a lot of parallels between what's going on with your situation and something that happened to me several years ago.
I
was in a situation where there was a particular family member of my husband's. I was trying to basically get my daughter and I out of the family. Her son had unfortunately molested my daughter. There was, you know, they're not allowed within so many feet of each other. That created problems, you know, during get-togethers, holidays. So this person was hell-bent on making my life miserable. And I'm like you. I'm trying to turn the other cheek, take the high road. I believe in karma. If you put bad things out, that comes back to you. If you're a good, positive, honest person, you know, it's a good life. But there's only so much you can take. And my daughter's gay. She was being called names, as I'm sure you can imagine. And that was the final straw. So I ended up having to take this person to court, and everything calmed down after that. But I'm wondering in your situation if maybe something further needs to be done, because this is just ridiculous. I mean, it's obvious.
Well, you know,
so I just wanted to share my own.
That's a very honest and I really appreciate you opening up about that. Here's something that I will say. To be honest, I have never, and anybody around me would say this. I have never thought about litigation with this person. I've never threatened litigation with this person. It still in my mind does not go there, even though I seem to be the target of a lot of his attack. But
right.
I do know, and I'm not going to say their names because maybe they wouldn't want me to, but I do know of at least 3 to 4 people who either follow this station or are a part of this station who have thought about it, who have talked to attorneys. I know they've talked to attorneys because I have seen the conversations, because a lot of it's done through email these days because of the pandemic. So I do know that the thought is there on others' behalf. It's not there on my behalf. And I'll tell you why. Because I really do trust people in the fact that somebody can call me every name possible and say every nasty thing about me that's possible. Now, will some people believe that? Yeah, they probably will. But the people who I care about, I don't think they'll believe it. And you know, it's funny, the other day, because somebody asked me this, because somebody came up to me and they were just not happy that people were saying negative things about me, essentially this person. And they said, you know, well, what if people do believe that? What if people do think that? And I said, if I don't know the people, why do I care? If I don't ever meet them,
exactly,
they can think whatever they want about me. That's okay. I just can't live my life like that.
Goes to such extremes. I mean, this was pretty extreme. I mean, your station was pushed off the air as a result. And I just think that's, to me, that would be the tipping point of trying to do something. Just like in my situation, she called Children's Services and made an anonymous complaint. And never in a million years did I ever dream someone from that Children's Services would be standing in my living room. When I explained to her what was going on, you know, they checked your fridge, make sure you have running water. Of course I did. They noted everything, and they filed a complaint on that person for filing, a false charge. So there's only so much you can take. You know, I'm with you, kind of turn the other cheek, take the high road. Karma will get that person eventually, but this was pretty extreme, and I would hope that maybe just a little bit of consideration into trying to put a stop to it, as this person seems pretty hell-bent.
Well, can I tell you a great irony of this whole thing? One of the great ironies is, because truly, and you know, people will believe what they want, but this whole thing was based on an email that we did not get. Now, people have asserted that we did get the email. We did not. Okay, so let's get past that. So we didn't answer the email the first time, and that's what led to the cancellation. And truly, the first time I heard about it was when the Marian Star emailed me last Friday to say, would you do an interview about the station cancellation? And I said, well, sure. I mean, I have nothing to hide. But that's the first time I'd heard about it. So the interesting thing is, what I learned is that, this didn't end up being in the end an issue, but this petition for reconsideration that we did file, which allows this to go through another process, has to be filed within 30 days of the cancellation of the station license. So, truly, we did not get the email, which means we also did not get the email about the cancellation of the license. As I say, I truly found out when the Marian Star emailed me. So,
right,
whoever, and I don't know the answer to this, but whoever sent that email to the Marian Star, which alerted them so quickly to the cancellation of our license, did us a favor, because we would have never known that the license was canceled, and that 30 days would have passed, and I don't know what they would have did with the, I don't know if they would have let us file a motion to reconsider, because,
right.
So whoever did, and I don't know who did it, I thank them, because they gave us a heads up to what was going on, because we truly did not get the messages. So whoever that was, I guess, did us a big favor.
Funny how things kind of work out like that. You know, I've never met you in person. I dropped off some goodies one day. That was I've never really met you, talked to you, but you get a sense of people. And I do feel like your station, everyone there, is like family to us. You're our local connection. So you get a sense for people. I just feel that you've always been honest, nothing to hide. You've always proven that. So I would hope that people would, you know, remember that and kind of, I hate that this is happening to you, but I think things will work out in the end eventually.
I think so, and I always appreciate the calls, and I thank you for sharing that story, because I know sometimes those things are very difficult to do.
Yes, a lot of similarities, and I just wanted to share. So, blessings are back on the air, though, and we'll just see what happens.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you. You too.
Well, and that's a thing, too. We'll see what happens. You know, I guess that's where we are. We'll see what happens. I mean, the complaint's still out there, and we'll work with the FCC however they would like us to work with them. The board will work with them. I know that I talked to Glenn Coble. I've talked to Terry Tackett. I've talked to Sean Kraft, and I don't believe they have any doubts that they will do whatever the board would like them to, or the FCC would like them to do as a board. So there's that. Okay, well, that's it. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. But again, you know, if one day we disappear, you never know. We'll let you know. Also, another thing that you learned, that I learned this week, was that, you know, it's okay not to do this every day, because electronic media is interesting. I found out that people do listen on their Alexas. People do listen on their websites. People do listen on the internet. People do listen on their cell phones through their tune-in devices. So I appreciate that. You know, I really am interested in this digital age of media that has come in that I really had not paid too much attention to. So another thing, good thing that this has done, because digital media is not under the FCC's headline. And you can do a lot of things on digital media that I cannot do here on a radio station that's over the air. So, heaven forbid this would ever go away for whatever reason, I would probably just be on the digital platform like I was yesterday morning. And you know what? We had calls yesterday morning that went on all morning. And it certainly doesn't stop you from getting guests. It certainly doesn't stop you from covering local things. It certainly doesn't stop you from doing local news, weather, obituaries. You know, so that's life. Change is important. You know, there was a day when there was just newspapers. And then radio came in. And then came in television. And then came in the internet. And it's a constantly changing world, and you have to adapt. Now, we do have a very interesting day here, because next hour we are going to talk to the grandson of President Warren G. Harding, Jim Blessing. He's got some stuff to say. Get off his chest, as always, as they say. And then we'll play Family Feud from 10 till 11. Then we got Pastor Whitaker from 11 to 12. And then we've got the Exchange Club, which I believe we will have both Abby and Michelle in today for the Exchange Club. So that'll be a lot of fun. So stay tuned. Oh, and I got to say, again, Mobile Meals not running today. Mrs. McCall called us this morning, and Mobile Meals will not be running today. And also got a nice card from Phyllis, which I'll talk more with Angie Evers tonight from 8 to 10 about, because this has to do with her, and I think she'll get a kick out of this. And thank you, Phyllis, for this card. It's I agree with you 100%, I guess is the best way to say that at this point. All right, going to break, coming back in 10 minutes.
Very good looking. I mean, the women did a lot of good. I mean, don't get me wrong, but they're kind of...
Well, wait a second, what are you saying?
If they put somebody like Marilyn Monroe or...
Go ahead and say it. You don't want Eleanor Roosevelt's mug, $10 bill.
Well, and Rosa Parks, and who else...
Well, the air